Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Agriculture stakeholders encouraged to help reduce food import bill. Stay with us to hear more and later our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anthony Morgan. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Boy, throughout the year move fast. I sue some again, you know.
So what you plan for the fidelity?
Well, me no want to stay in the house, you know, so I go look at some job.
Where you go find that?
No, no yet, you know. But I want to check out the Hope Youth Summer Program.
Good idea. Might as well me try to do that too. Tell me when you go apply.
And now we're too long, no? I'm going right now to apply.
The Hope Youth Summer Work Program, bringing work and career experience to Jamaica's youth 17 to 29 years old. Application period extended to April 27. Apply now at any Hartrust NTA or NYS office island-wide. For more information, call 754-98168. National Irrigation Commission NIC Chairman Senator Aubin Hill says the agriculture sector stands to benefit significantly from a reduction in Jamaica's food imports bill. He argues that any savings that can be realized from reduced food imports can immediately be channeled into enhancing the sector. The cost of importing food in the country currently is approximately $850 million per year.
So if 30% of that is for, let's say, grains for chicken, grains for hogs, grains for... We must now get to the place where that $850 million not going overseas. It's grown here, so we use our cassava. We grow the sweet pepper.
Senator Hill was addressing a NIC Customer Appreciation Day function at the Bracker Irrigation District office in Trelawney recently. He is also reiterating the importance of forming linkages with other growth-inducing sectors such as tourism. He's urging farmers to take their products to the hotels, adding that he's willing to advocate for small farmers to be paid promptly for their services. The NIC chairman says efficiency in government and the agricultural sector are two of the main factors that will ensure that Jamaica achieves higher levels of growth. Meanwhile, Senator Hill, who is also the executive director of the Economic Growth Council, is welcoming the increased number of women getting involved in farming, noting that the sector has tremendous potential for persons to make a decent livelihood.
I want to see more men getting into the farming, but I'm happy to see the women because the women are consistent. You stay, you produce, and you work hard. I love to see you young women coming in, young people from the schools coming in. Agriculture is a part of the growth of this country. Get involved.
National Irrigation Commission NIC Chairman Senator Aubin Hill. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Mischief come by the pound and go by the ounce. Translation: mischief comes by the pound and goes by the ounce. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
When you take your McFashion, you can eat more than a food.
Do you have something new that you have developed or come up with that can benefit the whole away? Then enter the National Innovation Competition. Win cash grants, business development support, and gain recognition for innovations and inventions. See the press for more details or contact the Scientific Research Council at 927-1771-4. Applications close on April 30th.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, mischief makers can stir up a tremendous amount of trouble with only a few words or maybe one action. The effects of this can be difficult to minimize. Let us not be mischief makers. We could irreparably hurt ourselves and others. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anthony Morgan with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.